Most people believe that the only way to get rich is to start a business, inherit wealth, or take extreme financial risks. This belief keeps millions of hard-working individuals stuck in a cycle of earning, spending, and worrying, never realizing that the very salary they see as limiting can actually become their greatest wealth-building tool. The problem isn't your paycheck. The problem is how you use it. Every month, countless people work long hours only to watch their money disappear as soon as it arrives. Bills pile up, debt grows, and dreams fade away. This happens not because they don't earn enough, but because they haven't been taught the rules of wealth. The truth is simple. With the right mindset, strategies, and daily actions, you can turn even an ordinary salary into extraordinary financial freedom. In this audiobook, we will explore how to master your money, break free from destructive habits, and use your salary to create lasting wealth. You'll learn how to control your spending, eliminate debt without falling behind, grow your income, and build a personal wealth machine that works for you, even while you sleep. This isn't about quick fixes or get-rich-quick schemes. It's about building a strong foundation that transforms your financial future step by step. By the end of this journey, you'll see your paycheck in a completely new light, as a powerful tool for independence and security. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Face the truth about your money. If you want to get rich with your salary, you have to start by facing a hard truth. You cannot change what you refuse to see. Most people avoid looking closely at their finances because it feels uncomfortable. They don't want to admit how much they owe, how much they waste, or how far behind they are on their goals. It's easier to just keep going through the motions. Work, get paid, spend, repeat. But here's the thing, what you ignore will always control you. If you don't take charge of your money will take charge of you. The first step toward building wealth isn't earning more, investing, or even saving. The first step is awareness. You need to know exactly where you stand today, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's like stepping on a scale before starting a fitness journey. You might not like the number you see, but without it, you'll never know what needs to change. This means tracking every dollar that comes in and every dollar that goes out. It's not about judgment or shame, it's about clarity. Because when you see clearly, you can act wisely. Here's a simple exercise. For the next 30 days, write down every expense, no matter how small, that coffee on the way to work. Write it down, the streaming subscription you barely use. Write it down. At the end of the month, you'll have a full picture of where your salary is actually going. Most people are shocked when they see how much of their hard-earned money is slipping away on things that don't really matter. Facing the truth also means being honest about your beliefs around money. Maybe you grew up thinking rich people are greedy. Maybe you've been told that you'll never have more than just enough to get by. These beliefs can quietly sabotage you. If you believe money is bad or out of reach, you'll unconsciously push it away, even as you say you want more. In this chapter, your job is to bring those hidden beliefs into the light and challenge them. Wealth isn't evil, it's a tool. And like any tool, it depends on how you use it. When you finally face the truth about your money, your habits, your numbers, your mindset, you give yourself power. You stop being a victim of your paycheck and start becoming the architect of your future. It might feel uncomfortable at first. You might even feel a little overwhelmed. That's okay. Growth is never comfortable in the beginning. What matters is that you take this step, because everything else we'll cover in this audiobook builds on this foundation of truth. Your salary can become the seed of your financial freedom, but before it can grow, you must plant it in the right soil. And that soil begins with complete honesty about where you are right now. Face the truth, and you'll be ready to change everything. Chapter 2. Build a wealth-driven mindset. Before you can ever grow your bank account, You must first grow your mind. Wealth starts long before it shows up in your wallet. It begins with the thoughts you think every single day. If you see money as scarce, hard to come by, or something only lucky people have, you'll never hold on to it. Even if you manage to earn more, you'll find ways to lose it, waste it, or sabotage your progress. Why? Because your beliefs create your behaviors, and your behaviors create your results. Think about it like this. Two people can earn the exact same salary, let's say $5,000 a month. One person steadily builds savings, invests wisely, and creates a future of freedom. The other stays broke, constantly stressed, and living paycheck to paycheck. Same income, totally different outcomes. The difference isn't the number on the paycheck. It's the mindset behind the decisions. One sees their salary as a tool. The other sees it as a trap. Which one are you? If you've spent years believing that wealth is out of reach, this chapter is your turning point. The first shift you need to make is from scarcity thinking to abundance thinking. Scarcity thinking says, there's never enough. I'll always struggle. Someone else has to lose for me to win. This mindset creates fear and desperation. Abundance thinking says, there's always a way. I can grow. I can create more than I have today. When you believe that wealth is possible, you start seeing opportunities instead of obstacles. You stop feeling powerless and start feeling capable. One of the most damaging beliefs people carry is that they must earn more money before they can start building wealth. They say, I'll save when I get a raise, or I'll invest when I have extra. But here's the truth. If you don't manage $500 well, you won't magically manage $5,000 well. Money simply magnifies who you already are. Building wealth has little to do with the amount you make, and everything to do with the way you handle what you have now. This means you don't have to wait for some perfect future moment to start. You can begin today, no matter your current salary. To build a wealth-driven mindset, you must also learn the power of delayed gratification. This simply means trading a small pleasure today for a bigger reward tomorrow. Most people stay broke because they want everything right now. The new phone, the fancy car, the expensive nights out, all paid for with debt or by draining their savings. The wealthy, on the other hand, are patient. They can say, not yet, because they're focused on building something bigger. Every dollar they don't spend today becomes a seed for future freedom. Imagine how different your life would look 5 years from now if you planted those seeds instead of consuming them. Here's an exercise to help you shift your thinking. Visualize the person you want to become financially. Close your eyes and see yourself 5 or 10 years from now, debt-free, financially secure, confident about your future. What habits does that version of you have? How do they think about money? What choices do they make each day? Now ask yourself, what would that future version of me want me to do right now? When you make decisions from the perspective of your future self, you begin to align your present actions with long-term wealth. Another key part of a wealth-driven mindset is surrounding yourself with the right voices. If everyone around you complains about money, lives for payday, and spends recklessly, it's going to be much harder to stay disciplined. Seek out people who think bigger, read books, listen to podcasts, and find mentors who speak the language of wealth. Even if you don't know them personally, their words can become the influence that reshapes your mind. Remember, your environment shapes your expectations. Change your environment, and you change what feels possible for you. Lastly, understand that building wealth is not just about numbers, it's about identity. You must see yourself as someone capable of creating and managing wealth. If you secretly believe you're bad with money, or just not the type to be rich, you'll unconsciously act in ways that keep that belief true. From this day forward, start speaking differently about yourself. Say, I am someone who makes smart money decisions. I am building a wealthy future. It might feel strange at first, but over time, your actions will rise to match your words. This mindset shift won't happen overnight. Years of old beliefs won't disappear instantly. But every time you choose to think like a builder of wealth instead of a spender of paychecks, you strengthen that new mental muscle. Eventually, it becomes natural. And once it does, everything else in this audiobook, saving, investing, growing your income, becomes much easier. Your salary hasn't changed yet, but you have. And that internal change is the spark that will ignite everything else. Wealth is built in the mind first, then in the bank account. When you commit to developing a wealth-driven mindset, you stop being limited by the size of your paycheck and start being guided by the size of your vision. This is where your journey to true financial freedom really begins. Chapter 3. Break the salary trap. Most people are stuck in what I call the salary trap. It's the belief that your paycheck is both your prison and your only lifeline. You work hard, the money comes in, the bills go out, and before you even realize it, the cycle starts again. Month after month, year after year, nothing changes. You tell yourself, if I can just earn a little more, things will get better. Then you get a raise, and for a few months, it feels like relief. But somehow, the extra money disappears too. Why? Because the problem isn't just how much you earn, it's how you think about your salary. The salary trap has two parts. The first is dependence. Your job becomes your only source of security, so you cling to it tightly. You're afraid to take risks, afraid to say no, and sometimes even afraid to dream bigger, because you can't imagine life without that paycheck. The second part is consumption. You spend almost everything you earn, telling yourself it's normal, because everyone around you is doing the same thing. This combination keeps you stuck. You feel safe, because you have a steady income, but in reality, you're walking on a tightrope with no safety net. One layoff, one medical emergency, one economic downturn, and your entire world could collapse. To break free, you must start seeing your salary differently. Your job is not the final destination, it's the launchpad. Your paycheck is not meant to just fund today's lifestyle, it's meant to build tomorrow's freedom. Think of your salary as a tool, a powerful tool, but only if you use it wisely. Most people use their salary to survive. Wealthy people use their salary to create options. The difference is in the plan. Here's a mental shift that will change everything. Instead of saying, I work to pay my bills, start saying, I work to buy my freedom. Every time you receive a paycheck, you're holding a piece of potential freedom in your hands. The question is, how much of that freedom will you keep for yourself, and how much will you hand over to landlords, lenders, retailers, and restaurants? If you spend it all, you've traded your freedom for fleeting pleasures. If you save and invest a portion, you've taken a step toward independence. Breaking the salary trap also means refusing to tie your entire identity to your job title or income level. Too many people feel their worth is defined by their position or their paycheck. That mindset keeps you trapped because it forces you to chase external validation instead of internal growth. Remember this, your job is what you do, not who you are. Your salary is a resource, not a reflection of your value as a human being. One practical way to escape the trap is to create separation between you and your salary. Here's how: when your paycheck arrives, don't let it immediately flow into bills and expenses. Instead, direct a portion of it into a separate account, completely out of sight. This is your freedom fund. Even if it's just 5% at first, treat it as untouchable. Over time, you can increase this percentage. The key is to establish the habit now. By separating that money, you symbolically and practically take control of your future. You're no longer just working for survival, you're working for freedom. Another important step is to start looking beyond your job. Yes, your salary is important, but it should never be your only source of income. The wealthiest people use their paycheck to fuel other streams of income: side hustles, investments, small businesses. These don't have to be massive or complicated. Even a small additional income stream can change the game because it shifts your mindset. Suddenly, you realize you're not trapped. You have options. But here's the thing, breaking the salary trap doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. First, you wake up to the reality of the trap. Then you take small but deliberate actions to climb out. That might mean saying no to unnecessary spending, automating savings, or finally learning how to invest. It might mean having uncomfortable conversations about money with your family or setting boundaries at work. Each step builds momentum. Imagine your future self 5 years from now. You still have a job, maybe even the same one, but everything feels different. You've got savings in the bank, investments growing quietly in the background, and maybe even a side hustle bringing in extra cash. You're no longer terrified of losing your job because you've built a financial cushion. That's what freedom feels like. It's not about quitting your job tomorrow. It's about gaining enough control over your money that you get to choose what comes next. The salary trap keeps millions of people stuck, but you don't have to be one of them. By seeing your paycheck as a tool, separating a portion for freedom, and using it to build assets, instead of just paying for liabilities, you can turn the very thing that once trapped you into the engine that sets you free. It's not about working harder. It's about working smarter and thinking bigger. Your salary isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of a much greater one. Chapter 4. Master the first hour of your paycheck. The first hour of your paycheck determines the direction of your financial future. That might sound dramatic, but it's true. Most people think wealth is built in huge, dramatic moments, landing a massive raise, winning the lottery, starting a $1 million business. But in reality, wealth is built in the small, quiet choices you make consistently, and one of the most powerful choices you'll ever make is what you do with the very first portion of the money you earn. Here's the sad truth. Most people's paychecks are spent before they even arrive. Bills, debts, subscriptions, impulse purchases. It's like the money never stood a chance. They don't even get to feel the reward of their hard work, because it flows straight through their hands and into everyone else's pockets. Landlords, credit card companies, retailers, restaurants, they all get paid before you ever do. If you want to change your life, you need to flip that script. You must pay yourself first. Paying yourself first isn't just a catchy phrase, it's a mindset shift. It's a declaration that your future matters more than your present impulses. It means that before you pay a single bill, before you buy anything extra, you take a percentage of your paycheck and set it aside for you. Not for spending, not for splurging, for saving and building wealth. This money becomes the seed of your financial freedom, the foundation that will grow into investments, security, and eventually independence. Why does this work so well? Because if you wait until after you've paid everyone else to save, there will never be anything left. Life has a way of expanding to fill every dollar you have. The more you earn, the more you'll find to spend, unless you decide to create a non-negotiable rule for yourself. Think of it like a tax, but instead of the government taking it, you take it for your future. You might be wondering, how much should I set aside? If you're starting from scratch, begin with just 5% of your paycheck. It might not sound like much, but it's enough to build the habit. Once it feels natural, work toward 10%, then 15%, or even 20% over time. The exact percentage matters less than the consistency. It's about creating a ritual. Every time money comes in, you immediately send a portion to a separate account, ideally one that's harder to access, so you're not tempted to dip into it. At first it will feel uncomfortable. You might worry about not having enough left over for bills or daily expenses. That's normal. But here's what usually happens. You adapt. When you remove that portion of your income first, your brain naturally finds ways to live on what remains. You start making smarter decisions without even realizing it. This is why paying yourself first works so well. It forces you to prioritize your future while still handling your present. Let me give you an example. Imagine you earn $3,000 a month. If you commit to paying yourself 10% first, that's $300 set aside immediately. Over a year, without any interest or growth, you'll have $3,600 saved. Now imagine doing that for 5 years, while also investing some of it. Suddenly, you've built a solid foundation, all from small, consistent actions. Most people underestimate how powerful that kind of discipline can be, because they're focused on instant results. Wealth is slow at first, then explosive later. Here's a helpful trick. Automate the process. Set up your direct deposit so that a percentage goes straight into savings or investments the moment you get paid. That way, you never even see it in your checking account. It becomes invisible money, out of sight, out of mind, but steadily working for you in the background. This removes the temptation to spend it and makes wealth building almost effortless. But paying yourself first isn't just about money. It's about identity. Every time you do it, you're sending a message to yourself. I am someone who values my future. I am someone who builds wealth. That psychological shift is just as important as the financial one. It builds confidence and a sense of control over your life. Now, there's one thing you must avoid: using this first hour money as an emergency fund for poor planning. This money is sacred. If a true emergency arises, you can address it, but don't dip into these savings for everyday splurges or minor inconveniences. Treat it like the most important bill you'll ever pay, because it is. It's the bill for your freedom. Think of your paycheck like a stream of water. If you don't divert some of it toward a reservoir, it will all flow away and leave you dry when you need it most. By mastering the first hour of your paycheck, you create a reservoir of security and opportunity. It might feel small in the beginning, but over time it will grow into something life-changing. This simple habit is the line between staying stuck and breaking free. Most people will continue paying everyone else first and wondering why they never get ahead. You will be different. You will pay yourself first, build a strong foundation, and watch as your salary transforms from a temporary paycheck into a permanent source of freedom. This is how you stop living for payday and start living for your future. Chapter 5. Destroy debt and build safety at the same time. Debt is like a silent thief. It sneaks into your life slowly, one small purchase at a time, and before you know it, it's stealing your future. At first, it feels harmless. A credit card swipe here, a personal loan there, maybe a car payment that seemed affordable. But over time, the weight of interest builds, and suddenly, you're working not for yourself, but for the banks and lenders who own pieces of your paycheck. If you've ever felt like you're drowning financially, this is why. Debt doesn't just take your money, it takes your freedom. Here's the tricky part. Most people who try to get out of debt make a critical mistake. They focus on paying it off so aggressively that they leave themselves completely vulnerable. They throw every last dollar at their debts, which sounds smart, but then an emergency pops up. A car repair, a medical bill, a job setback, and they have no cash on hand. What do? They pull out the credit card again. Suddenly, they're right back where they started. It's like running on a treadmill, exhausting effort, zero progress. That's why, in this chapter, I want to teach you a different strategy. It's not just about destroying debt, it's about building safety at the same time. Because real freedom doesn't come from having zero debt for one brief moment, it comes from staying out of debt forever. The first step is to identify the kind of debt you have. Not all debt is created equal. There's bad debt, high-interest credit cards, payday loans, financing for things that lose value the moment you buy them. This is the most dangerous type, because it grows quickly and drains your paycheck like a leak in a bucket. Then there's neutral debt, like a car loan or low-interest student loan. It's not ideal, but it doesn't hurt you as fast if managed wisely. And finally, there's productive debt, like a carefully planned mortgage or a business loan that generates more income than it costs. For now, our main focus is bad debt, the kind that keeps you stuck. Here's how you start. Before you attack your debt, build a small emergency fund. I know this feels backward. You're thinking, shouldn't I pay off the debt first? But remember, without a safety cushion, the first unexpected expense will send you running back to the very credit cards you're trying to escape. Start with a small goal, maybe $500 or $1,000 if you can. This isn't a full savings account. It's a shield, a buffer between you and disaster. Keep this money in a separate account, so it's there when life throws you a curveball. Once you have that basic safety net, it's time to go after your debt with focus and intensity. List every debt you owe, no matter how small. Seeing the total number may sting, but this step is powerful. It transforms vague worry into clear, actionable reality. Then choose your strategy. Some people like the avalanche method. You pay extra on the highest interest debt first, saving the most money long term. Others prefer the snowball method. You pay off the smallest debt first to gain quick wins and momentum. The method you choose doesn't matter as much as staying consistent and refusing to stop until it's done. While you're paying off debt, avoid adding new ones. This might mean temporarily cutting expenses or delaying non-essential purchases. It's not forever. It's a season of focus, a sprint toward freedom. You might need to say no to some social outings or skip the latest gadgets. It won't always be easy, but remember, every no today is a bigger yes tomorrow. You're not depriving yourself, you're liberating yourself. Here's a powerful visualization. Imagine your debt as a chain around your ankle. Every extra payment you make is like a hammer strike against that chain. Some strikes barely dent it, others cause cracks. Then one day, the final strike shatters it completely. That's the day you walk free, and when that day comes, it will be worth every sacrifice you made to get there. The final piece of this puzzle is to grow your safety net as your debt shrinks. When you pay off a debt, take the payment you were making and redirect it toward savings and investments instead of letting it disappear into lifestyle upgrades. This is how you prevent old habits from creeping back in. Over time, your small emergency fund grows into a true financial fortress, one that protects you from falling back into debt ever again. Debt doesn't have to define you. It doesn't matter how much you owe or how long you've been stuck. What matters is that you take back control, one decision at a time. Build your safety cushion, attack your debt strategically, and commit to never going backward. The process might feel slow at first, but with every payment, you're reclaiming a piece of your freedom. One day, you'll wake up and realize something incredible. Your paycheck belongs entirely to you. No credit card companies, no lenders, no silent thief taking a cut. Just you, your money, and the limitless possibilities of a future built on choice instead of chains. That day is coming, and the journey starts now. Chapter 6. Transform expenses into investments. Most people think of expenses as something that just happens to them. Rent, groceries, phone bills, entertainment, money comes in, money goes out, and they accept it as part of life. But here's the truth. Every dollar you spend has power. It can either trap you in a cycle of consumption or move you closer to freedom. The key is learning how to transform your expenses into investments to make your money work for you instead of disappearing into things that give you nothing back. Think about your last month of spending. How much of that money went toward things that helped you grow earn more, or improve your future, and how much went toward fleeting pleasures, meals you don't even remember, gadgets collecting dust, subscriptions you forgot you had. Most of us spend far more on temporary comfort than on long-term growth. That's why so many people stay stuck, no matter how much they earn. Transforming expenses into investments starts with a simple mindset shift. Stop seeing money as something to just use up, and start seeing it as something to plant. When a farmer plants seeds, they don't expect instant results. They nurture the soil, water it, and wait for growth. Your money works the same way. When you direct it toward things that create future value, it multiplies. When you spend it carelessly, it vanishes, and so does your opportunity. Let's break this down into practical steps. First, look at your recurring expenses. These are the silent killers, the small, consistent payments that seem harmless on their own, but add up over time. Streaming services, delivery apps, unused gym memberships, extra data plans, they slowly drain your paycheck without giving you lasting returns. Go through your bank statements and cancel anything that isn't truly serving you. That extra $50 or $100 a month may not seem like much, but when redirected toward savings or investments, it becomes powerful. Next, evaluate your biggest expenses: housing, transportation, and food. These three categories often take up the majority of your paycheck. The goal isn't to deprive yourself, but to optimize. Could you move to a slightly cheaper place for a year or two while you build a financial cushion? Could you drive a reliable used car instead of taking on a massive car payment? Could you plan meals and cook at home more often instead of eating out? These choices aren't glamorous, but they create breathing room, room you can use to build wealth. Here's where the real magic happens. Once you've freed up extra money, don't let it sit idle. Redirect it toward true investments. That might mean building an emergency fund, contributing to a retirement account, or starting a simple investment portfolio. It could also mean investing in yourself, upgrading your skills, taking a course, or buying books that expand your mind. These are the kinds of expenses that actually pay you back over time. They turn today's sacrifices into tomorrow's opportunities. For example, imagine you cancel a few subscriptions and cut back on dining out, saving $200 a month. Instead of letting that money disappear into random purchases, you set it aside and invest it consistently. In just 1 year, you've saved $2,400. In 5 years, with even modest growth, you could have over $13,000. That's the power of redirecting expenses into investments. Small decisions, repeated over time, create massive results. Another way to think about this is to ask yourself before every purchase, is this an asset or a liability? An asset adds value to your life or future. A liability takes value away. A new pair of shoes might feel exciting for a moment, but does it move you closer to freedom? Probably not. On the other hand, buying a course that teaches you a skill you can use to earn extra income, that's an asset. The same dollar can either trap you or free you, depending on where you place it. This doesn't mean you have to live like a monk or never spend on fun. It's about balance and intention. You can still enjoy life, but you do it consciously. Maybe you budget a set amount each month for entertainment or travel, guilt-free, because you know the majority of your money is working for you. The problem isn't spending itself, it's spending without purpose. Here's a powerful exercise for the next month. Track your spending and categorize every dollar as either investment or consumption. Be brutally honest. You'll quickly see patterns. The goal is to gradually shift more and more of your money into the investment category. Even small changes create momentum, and momentum is everything when it comes to building wealth. When you start thinking this way, something amazing happens. You stop feeling like a victim of your bills and start feeling like a master of your money. You realize you don't have to wait for a bigger salary or a lucky break. You can create freedom by making smarter choices with the money you already have. It's empowering, and it's addictive in the best way possible. Every dollar has a job. It can either disappear into the past, paying for something you barely remember, or it can build a future you can't wait to experience. The choice is yours. Transform your expenses into investments, and you'll watch your ordinary paycheck become the foundation of an extraordinary life. Chapter 7. Create your personal wealth machine. Imagine a machine that quietly works for you day and night. While you're sleeping, working, or spending time with your family, this machine is out there building your future. It doesn't complain, it doesn't take vacations, and it doesn't get tired. It just keeps growing your money, little by little, until one day you wake up and realize you've created financial freedom. That's what a personal wealth machine is. It's not magic, and it's not just for the rich. It's a system, a set of automatic processes that take the money you earn and put it to work so you don't have to constantly think about it. Most people never build a wealth machine. They rely on willpower alone. They promise themselves they'll save at the end of the month, invest when they get around to it, or cut back on spending when things calm down. But life never really calms down, does it? There's always another bill, another emergency, another temptation. And so, despite their best intentions, they stay stuck in the cycle of working hard and having nothing to show for it. The problem isn't that they don't earn enough, it's that they don't have a system. Your salary is the fuel. The wealth machine is the engine. Without an engine, all that fuel is wasted. So let's build your engine, step by step. The first part is automation. Automation is powerful because it removes emotion from the process. When money decisions depend on how you're feeling in the moment, you'll almost always choose comfort over discipline. But when you automate your savings, investments, and bill payments, you take willpower out of the equation. It happens automatically, like clockwork, before you even have a chance to spend the money impulsively. Here's how it works. The moment your paycheck arrives, a percentage is automatically transferred into separate accounts. One account is for savings, your safety net. Another is for investments, your future growth. The remainder stays in your checking account for bills and daily spending. By setting up these transfers to happen automatically, you ensure that your priorities are taken care of before your impulses get a vote. This is how wealth quietly builds in the background while you live your life. The second part of your wealth machine is structure. Think of your finances like a series of buckets. Each bucket has a specific purpose. There's the emergency bucket for unexpected expenses, the retirement bucket for long-term growth, the opportunity bucket for future business ideas or investments, and the lifestyle bucket for your current needs and wants. When you clearly define these buckets, you stop mixing everything together and wondering why there's never enough. Each dollar has a job, and every job has a destination. The third part is growth. Saving alone won't make you wealthy. You must put your money to work. This means investing, steadily, wisely, and consistently. You don't need to be a stock market expert or take wild risks. Simple, proven strategies work best. Even small amounts, invested regularly, can grow into something life-changing thanks to the power of compound growth. When you combine automated contributions with smart investments, your wealth machine starts to run almost entirely on its own. Here's an example. Let's say you set up your system to automatically transfer 15% of your paycheck into a separate investment account. You don't touch it. You don't even see it. Over time, that account grows, years pass, and one day you look at the balance and realize it's become a six-figure sum. You didn't have to fight temptation every month or manually move the money. The system did the heavy lifting for you. That's the beauty of a wealth machine. It works quietly in the background while you focus on living your life. The final part of your machine is protection. Every machine needs maintenance and safeguards. This means having the right insurance, keeping some cash liquid for emergencies, and regularly checking that your plan is still aligned with your goals. Protection also means guarding your mindset. Don't let fear or greed push you into rash decisions. Stick to the plan, trust the process, and remember that wealth building is a marathon, not a sprint. At first, building this machine might feel like extra work. You'll need to set up accounts, adjust your paycheck deposits, and decide on percentages. But once it's in place, it actually saves you time and energy. It frees you from constantly worrying about money, because you know the system is working for you. It gives you peace of mind, and eventually freedom. Imagine a future where you don't just hope you'll have enough money, you know you will. Not because of luck, not because of a windfall, but because you built a system designed to grow wealth no matter what. That future is possible, and it starts now, with the money you already earn. Your salary can be more than a paycheck. It can be the fuel for a machine that quietly, steadily, and relentlessly builds the life you've always dreamed of. Build your wealth machine today, and let it work for you for the rest of your life. Chapter 8. Earn beyond your paycheck. Your salary is important. It keeps the lights on, pays the bills, and gives you stability. But here's the harsh truth. If your only source of income is your paycheck, you will always be limited. Your time is finite. There are only so many hours you can work, and if your entire income depends on trading those hours for dollars, you'll eventually hit a ceiling. That's the reality of the modern world. And it's why so many people feel stuck, no matter how hard they work. Think about it this way. Your salary is like a single stream of water flowing into a bucket. If that stream dries up, if you lose your job, get sick, or face an economic downturn, your entire financial life is at risk. Now imagine having two streams, or three, or five. Even if one slows down, the others keep flowing. That's the power of earning beyond your paycheck. It's not about quitting your job tomorrow, or chasing some wild dream. It's about using your current salary as a foundation, while you slowly and steadily build other sources of income that give you freedom and options. The good news: you don't need to start big. In fact, most successful secondary income streams begin small, almost invisible at first. Maybe you earn $100 a month doing something on the side. That might not seem like much, but it's proof of concept. It's evidence that you can make money outside your job. And once you see it happen, your mind expands. Suddenly you realize you're not trapped. You're in control. So where do you start? The first step is to look inward. What skills, talents, or interests do you already have that could be turned into value for others? Maybe you're good at writing, teaching, fixing things, or organizing. Maybe you have knowledge in a specific area that others would pay to learn. The internet has opened up endless opportunities to monetize skills, from freelancing and online teaching to creating digital products or consulting. You don't need to reinvent yourself. You just need to package what you already know in a way that helps others. The second step is to start small and simple. Too many people never take action because they think their idea has to be perfect or huge right away. They want to create a massive business overnight, and when that feels overwhelming, they do nothing. Don't fall into that trap. Start with something you can manage alongside your job. A few hours a week, minimal upfront cost, low risk. Your goal isn't to get rich immediately. Your goal is to create a second stream of income and build the habit of earning outside your paycheck. Here's a powerful way to think about this. Use your salary to fund your side venture. Most people spend their entire paycheck on consumption, bills, groceries, entertainment, and things that are gone by the end of the month. You can be different. You can take a portion of your income and invest it into creating something that will eventually pay you back. Maybe that's buying tools, software, or training. Maybe it's setting up a small website or advertising your services. Instead of spending to consume, you're spending to create. That's how wealth begins. Another avenue to consider is passive income. Passive income isn't truly effortless, but it does allow you to decouple your earnings from your hours. Think of things like dividend-paying investments, rental properties, digital products, or affiliate marketing. These take time and effort to set up, but once established, they continue to generate money with minimal ongoing work. Imagine checking your account one morning and seeing money that came in while you were sleeping. That feeling is life-changing, not just because of the money itself, but because of the freedom it represents. Now, let's be honest, building extra income takes discipline. It often means sacrificing some comfort in the short term. Maybe you watch less TV or wake up an hour earlier to work on your project. Maybe you say no to a few nights out so you can save for your investment. These small sacrifices might feel hard now, but they're nothing compared to the stress of being completely dependent on a single paycheck. When you think long term, the trade-off is worth it every single time. The key is consistency. Too many people start with excitement, then quit when they don't see instant results. Don't expect overnight success. Focus on steady progress. $100 a month becomes $300, then $1,000, then more. Over time, this extra income can give you options you never had before. It might allow you to pay off debt faster, save aggressively, or even reduce your hours at your main job. Eventually, it could grow large enough to replace your salary entirely if you choose. Here's the most important mindset shift. Earning beyond your paycheck isn't just about money, it's about freedom and security. When you have multiple streams of income, you stop feeling trapped. You're no longer terrified of losing your job, because you know you have other ways to provide for yourself and your family. You gain confidence, peace of mind, and the ability to make choices based on what's right for you, not just what pays the bills. Your job is your foundation, but it doesn't have to be your prison. Use it as a launch pad to build other streams of income. Start small, stay consistent, and keep your vision focused on the future. Over time, you'll look back and realize you've created something powerful, a life where money flows in from multiple directions, and your freedom grows with every dollar. That's the true meaning of earning beyond your paycheck. Chapter 9. Grow money while you sleep. Imagine waking up in the morning and realizing you made money overnight, not because you worked extra hours or took on another job, but because your money was out there working for you. That's not a fantasy. It's exactly how wealthy people build lasting freedom. They don't just trade their time for money. They make their money work harder than they do. And the truth is, you can do the same thing, even if you only have a small salary to start with. Here's the secret. You don't need to be rich to start investing. You become rich by investing. The biggest mistake most people make is waiting. They think, I'll start when I have extra money, or I'll invest when I'm making more. But that day never comes. Life always finds a way to fill every dollar you earn. The sooner you start, even with small amounts, the more time your money has to grow. This is the power of compound growth, one of the most magical forces in the financial world. Think of compound growth like a snowball rolling down a hill. At first it's tiny, almost laughably small, but as it rolls, it picks up more snow, and then more, and soon it's massive and unstoppable. Your money works the same way. The first few months or even years may not look impressive, but over time, the growth becomes explosive. That's why the most important factor in investing isn't the size of your initial investment, it's the consistency and time you give it to grow. Now let's clear up a common fear. Investing doesn't have to be complicated or risky. You don't need to be glued to financial news or guessing which stock will skyrocket next. The best wealth builders keep it simple. They focus on steady, proven strategies that have stood the test of time. For most people, this means starting with something as basic as a low-cost index fund or retirement account. These are designed to grow gradually over the years, without the stress of constant buying and selling. You set it up, contribute regularly, and let time do the heavy lifting. Here's a practical example. Let's say you start investing just $150 a month, the cost of a few dinners out, or a couple of streaming subscriptions. At first it might feel like a drop in the bucket, but over 10 years, with steady growth, that money could turn into tens of thousands of dollars. Keep it going for 20 years, and you could have a six-figure nest egg, all from one small, consistent habit. The earlier you start, the more powerful the results. But here's the key, make it automatic. Just like we talked about with paying yourself first, set up automatic transfers, so part of your paycheck goes directly into your investments. This way, you don't have to rely on willpower or memory. It just happens, like clockwork. And because you never see that money sitting in your regular account, you won't be tempted to spend it. Over time, you'll barely notice it's gone, but you'll definitely notice the wealth it creates. Of course, investing isn't only about financial growth, it's about peace of mind. Knowing that you have money quietly growing in the background changes the way you feel about work and life. You no longer rely solely on your next paycheck to feel secure. You start to experience a sense of stability and freedom, even if you haven't reached your final goals yet. That confidence alone is life-changing. Now let's talk about patience. This is where many people go wrong. They expect fast results. When they don't see immediate growth, they panic or quit. But investing is like planting a tree. You don't dig up the seed every week to check if it's growing. You plant it, water it, and trust the process. With enough time, that tiny seed becomes a strong, unshakable tree that provides shade and fruit for years to come. The same is true for your money. Give it time, and it will reward you. As your investments grow, resist the urge to pull the money out for short-term pleasures. This is one of the hardest but most important disciplines to develop. Remember why you started. This money isn't for a quick splurge, it's for your future freedom. The more you leave it alone, the more powerful it becomes. Growing money while you sleep is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. It takes the pressure off your job and creates a sense of stability that few people ever experience. Even if you start small, you're planting seeds that will one day grow into a forest of financial security. The day will come when you realize you no longer have to work because you choose to, not because you have to. That's the moment you'll truly understand what wealth is, not just money in the bank, but the freedom to live life on your own terms. Start today. Take whatever you can, no matter how small, and put it to work. Then let time and consistency do the rest. This is how ordinary people, living on ordinary salaries, build extraordinary futures, by growing money while they sleep. Chapter 10. Stop the silent wealth killers. Sometimes it's not what you earn that matters most, but what you keep. You can work hard, save diligently, and even invest wisely, yet still feel like you're standing still financially. Why? Because of what I call silent wealth killers. These are the hidden forces, quietly eating away at your money while you're busy living life. They don't announce themselves like a big, obvious expense. They work quietly in the background, nibbling at your future, one small bite at a time. If you don't identify and stop them, you'll always feel like you're running a race you can't win. The first silent killer is inflation. It's sneaky, because it happens slowly. Over time, the cost of everything rises. food, housing, healthcare, transportation. A dollar today simply won't buy as much tomorrow. If your money isn't growing, at least as fast as inflation, you're actually losing wealth without even realizing it. That's why leaving large amounts of cash sitting in a regular savings account isn't a long-term solution. You need to invest so your money not only keeps up with inflation, but outpaces it. Otherwise, you'll wake up one day and wonder why your hard-earned savings don't stretch as far as they used to. The second killer is taxes. Now, paying taxes is part of being a responsible citizen, but overpaying because you don't understand the rules, that's completely avoidable. Many people lose thousands each year simply because they don't take advantage of tax-advantaged accounts, deductions, or credits. I'm not talking about shady loopholes. I'm talking about using the tools available to you, like retirement accounts, health savings accounts, and legitimate expense tracking. A little education in this area can save you enormous amounts of money over a lifetime. Remember, it's not just about how much you earn, it's about how much you get to keep after taxes. Next, let's talk about fees. This one is almost invisible, which makes it especially dangerous. Think about your bank accounts, credit cards, and investment accounts. Are there monthly maintenance fees, overdraft fees, or high transaction fees quietly draining you? Many people don't even notice because the amounts seem small, $5 here, $10 there. But over time, these tiny leaks can add up to hundreds, even thousands of dollars. High investment fees are particularly damaging because they don't just take money once, they reduce your growth year after year, compounding the loss. Always read the fine print and choose low-cost options whenever possible. Your future self will thank you. Another silent killer is lifestyle creep. This one doesn't come with a bill or a notice. It shows up slowly, disguised as rewarding yourself. You get a raise, and suddenly your expenses rise to match it. A nicer car, more dinners out, a bigger home. Before you know it, the extra income you worked so hard for has vanished into a more expensive version of the same life you had before. Lifestyle creep feels good in the moment, but it robs you of the chance to use that extra money to build wealth. The solution isn't to deny yourself completely. It's to be intentional. When your income increases, keep your core lifestyle the same for a while and direct most of the new money toward savings or investments. That's how you turn a raise into freedom instead of another set of chains. One of the most common wealth killers is impulse spending. It's not the big planned purchases that usually sink people. It's the small unplanned ones, the quick coffee run, the online sale, the just this once moments that happen far too often. Each purchase seems harmless on its own, but together they form a powerful drain on your financial progress. The fix isn't to live without joy, it's to create a pause. Before buying something, ask yourself, does this align with my long-term goals? That simple question can save you thousands over time. Lastly, there's fear and inaction. This one doesn't take money out of your account directly, but it's just as deadly. Fear of investing, fear of making mistakes, fear of trying something new. These keep people stuck in place while the world moves forward. Doing nothing feels safe, but it's actually the riskiest choice of all. Inflation keeps rising. Opportunities keep passing by. Your dreams keep getting pushed further into the future. The cure for this silent killer is education and small, consistent action. The more you learn and the more you practice, the less fear controls you. Here's what's powerful about recognizing these silent killers. Once you see them, you can stop them. Start by tracking where your money goes. Look for patterns and leaks. Have honest conversations with yourself about lifestyle creep and impulse spending. Take time to understand how taxes and fees affect you. And most importantly, replace fear with informed action. You don't need to fix everything at once. Just pick one area and focus on improving it. That single change will give you momentum to tackle the others. Wealth isn't built by luck or chance. It's built by thousands of small, intentional choices over time. Stopping the silent wealth killers gives you control over those choices. It ensures that your hard work actually pays off instead of being quietly drained away. Imagine how different your life could look 5 or 10 years from now if you simply protected what you've already earned. That's the power of awareness. The silent killers only win when you ignore them. Today you've exposed them to the light. Now you get to decide what happens next. Guard your money fiercely. Make every dollar a soldier working for your future. When you do that, your wealth will grow not just because you're earning more, but because you're finally keeping what's yours. Chapter 11. Advance your career like a strategist. Your salary is directly tied to the value you bring to the marketplace. The more value you provide, the more leverage you have to earn more. Yet many people spend their entire careers drifting, working hard, showing up every day, but never really strategizing about how to grow their income. They wait for their boss to notice them, hope for a raise, or assume that loyalty alone will be rewarded. Sadly, that's not how the modern world works. If you want to maximize your salary and use it as a true wealth-building tool, you have to approach your career like a strategist, not just a worker. Think of your career like a chess game. Most people move one step at a time, reacting to whatever comes their way. A strategist, on the other hand, looks several moves ahead. They don't just think about their current position, they think about where they want to be in 5 years, and then they plan backward. That's how you need to approach your professional life. Stop asking, "How do I survive this month?" and start asking, "How do I position myself to double my earning power over the next few years?" The first step is to know your value. Too many people undervalue themselves because they've never stopped to assess their skills, contributions, and unique strengths. Take a hard look at what you bring to the table. What problems do you solve for your company? How do you make their life easier, their processes smoother, or their profits higher? When you can clearly articulate your value, you gain the confidence to ask for more and the clarity to know what skills you need to sharpen next. The second step is skill stacking. This is where many people get stuck. They stay comfortable doing the same tasks year after year, never realizing that their skill set is slowly becoming outdated. If you want to earn more, you need to constantly upgrade. Look at the trends in your industry. What skills are becoming more valuable? What knowledge gaps could you fill that would make you indispensable? Even small improvements, like mastering a new software, learning negotiation techniques, or improving your communication skills, can have a huge impact on your earning potential. Remember, your salary grows when you grow. Here's a powerful perspective shift. Don't just think of yourself as an employee. Think of yourself as a business of one. You are the CEO of your career. Your employer is your current client. Your job is to provide exceptional value while also planning for future opportunities. When you adopt this mindset, you stop waiting for permission and start taking control. You invest in yourself, network strategically, and make bold moves that position you for growth. Networking is another key piece of this puzzle. Opportunities often come from relationships, not job postings. Yet so many people neglect this area, staying isolated at work and hoping their performance alone will open doors. It rarely works that way. Make it a priority to build genuine connections inside and outside your company. This doesn't mean being fake or pushy. It means being curious, helpful, and visible. Offer value to others, and over time, those connections will become bridges to better positions, promotions, and collaborations. Another strategy is to seek visibility. Hard work is important, but hard work in silence often goes unnoticed. Look for ways to showcase your contributions without bragging. Share updates with your team, volunteer for challenging projects, and make sure key decision makers know the impact you're having. This isn't about politics, it's about communication. People can't reward what they don't see. When the time comes to ask for a raise or promotion, come prepared. Don't just say, "I think I deserve more." Show evidence, bring data, results, and specific examples of how you've added value. Frame the conversation around how paying you more benefits the company, not just you. This shifts the discussion from a personal favor to a business decision. Even if the answer is no, you'll gain clarity about what to work on and when to ask again. Sometimes, the best way to increase your salary is to change environments entirely. Loyalty is admirable, but staying too long in one place can limit your growth. If your current company doesn't offer room to advance, be willing to explore new opportunities. Just like a business would pivot to find better markets, you must be willing to move to a role or organization that values your skills appropriately. Lastly, think long term. Your career is a marathon, not a sprint. Avoid burning out by chasing every opportunity at once. Instead, focus on steady strategic growth. Each decision you make, whether it's learning a new skill, taking on a leadership role, or switching jobs, should align with your 5-year vision. With each step, you're building a foundation that supports not just a higher salary, but greater freedom and fulfillment. When you advance your career like a strategist, you stop leaving your income to chance. You stop waiting for luck or recognition. Instead, you take control of the game. Over time, these intentional moves compound, just like investments. Your salary grows, your confidence grows, and your options expand. And when you combine a rising income with the wealth-building habits from earlier chapters, you create unstoppable momentum toward financial independence. This is how you turn your career into a powerful engine for your future, by playing to win, one strategic move at a time. Chapter 12. Build a 5-year escape plan. Most people live their entire lives without a clear financial plan. They wake up, go to work, collect a paycheck, pay the bills, and repeat the cycle year after year. Then one day, they look back and realize decades have passed, and they're still working just to survive. That doesn't have to be your story. You don't have to spend the rest of your life chained to a job you don't love or worrying about money. But to break free, you need more than hope. You need a plan, a clear step-by-step roadmap that takes you from where you are now to where you want to be. That's where a 5-year escape plan comes in. 5 years might sound like a long time, but think about how quickly the last 5 years of your life went by. The truth is, 5 years will pass, whether you plan or not. The difference is, with a plan, you'll be in a completely different financial position when that time arrives. Without one, you'll be in the exact same spot, or worse. The goal of this plan isn't necessarily to quit your job immediately, though it could lead to that if you want. The real purpose is freedom. It's about giving yourself options, the option to work because you choose to, not because you have to. Maybe you want to travel, start a business, or simply breathe easier knowing you're financially secure. Whatever your dream looks like, this plan creates the foundation to make it real. Step one is clarity. You can't escape a place you haven't clearly defined. Start by taking a brutally honest look at your current financial situation. How much do you earn? How much do you owe? What are your living expenses? What savings or investments do you already have? Write it all down. This may feel uncomfortable, but remember, you can't fix what you don't face. Just like stepping on a scale before starting a fitness journey, clarity is the first step toward real change. Step two is setting a target number. Freedom isn't a vague idea, it's a specific figure. How much money would you need saved, invested, or coming in through passive income to feel secure? This doesn't have to be the number that supports you for life, just the amount that gives you breathing room. For some people, it might be 6 months of living expenses. For others, it might be a certain amount in investments or side income. Once you know your target, you can reverse engineer the path to reach it. Step 3 is cutting the fat. During the first year, your focus should be on simplifying and optimizing. This means eliminating wasteful expenses, crushing high-interest debt, and creating a lean financial base. The extra money you free up here becomes fuel for the next steps. Remember, every dollar you save isn't just money in the bank. It's buying back your future freedom. Step 4 is growing your income. You can only cut so much, but your earning potential is limitless. This is where chapters like Advance Your Career, Like a Strategist, and Earn Beyond Your Paycheck come into play. Use your job as a springboard to earn raises, promotions or bonuses, and funnel that extra income directly into savings and investments. At the same time, work on building additional income streams, side hustles, freelancing, or small ventures that can grow over time. Even a few hundred extra dollars a month, consistently saved or invested, can dramatically speed up your timeline. Step 5 is automatic wealth building. By year 2 or 3, you want systems in place that grow your money without constant effort. Automate your savings and investments so they happen before you even see the money in your account. This ensures you stay consistent, even during busy or stressful seasons. Over time, these automatic contributions become the engine that drives your wealth forward, even when life feels chaotic. Step 6 is adjust and refine. No plan survives perfectly intact for 5 years. Life changes, opportunities arise, and unexpected challenges appear. That's okay. Every 6 months, sit down and review your progress. Are you ahead of schedule? Behind? Do you need to tweak your strategy? These check-ins keep you on track and prevent small detours from turning into major setbacks. Finally, step 7 is envisioning your future life. This isn't just about money, it's about the lifestyle you want to create. Where will you live? How will you spend your time? Who will you spend it with? Keeping that vision front and center will fuel your motivation when the journey feels long. When you can see the life you're working toward, you'll have the strength to keep going, even when sacrifices feel difficult. Imagine 5 years from now. You wake up, not to an alarm clock, but to a sense of freedom. Your bills are covered, your debt is gone, and your investments are steadily growing. Maybe you still work, but it's work you love, done on your terms. That vision isn't fantasy. It's the natural result of consistent action over time. 5 years will pass no matter what you do. The question is, will you be in the same place, still chained to your paycheck? Or will you have built a life where money no longer controls you? Your escape plan begins today, with small, intentional steps. Follow this roadmap, stay committed, and before you know it, you'll be living a life you once thought was impossible. All because you decided to plan your freedom instead of waiting for it. Chapter 13. Build a fortress around your wealth. You've worked hard to earn your money. You've saved, invested, and made smart decisions to grow it. But here's a truth that many people overlook. Earning wealth is only half the battle. Protecting it is just as important. Imagine spending years building a beautiful house, only to leave the doors unlocked and the windows wide open. It wouldn't matter how strong the walls were, a single storm or a thief could destroy everything overnight. The same thing can happen with your finances if you don't take steps to protect what you've built. Building a financial fortress isn't about living in fear, it's about creating security and peace of mind. It's knowing that no matter what happens, a job loss, a medical emergency, an economic downturn, your financial future will remain safe. Without protection, even a small setback can spiral into a disaster. With protection, you can weather life's storms and keep moving forward. The first layer of your fortress is insurance. Most people see insurance as a boring expense, something they have to pay for but don't really value. But when disaster strikes, insurance becomes a lifeline. Health insurance protects you from crushing medical bills. Life insurance ensures your family is taken care of if something happens to you. Home, renters, and auto insurance shield your physical assets from unexpected loss. Think of insurance as the guard standing at the gates of your fortress. You hope you never need to call on it, but you'll be grateful it's there when you do. The key is to have enough coverage to protect your essentials, but not so much that you're overpaying for things you don't need. The second layer is an emergency fund. This is your moat. It keeps small financial fires from burning down your whole castle. When your car breaks down, when an appliance suddenly dies, or when your job situation changes unexpectedly, an emergency fund gives you breathing room. Without it, you're forced to turn to credit cards or loans, which only dig you deeper into debt. Aim to save at least 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses. Keep this money easily accessible, separate from your everyday spending. It's not there for vacations or splurges. It's strictly for true emergencies. Next, you need diversification. Never put all your wealth in one place. Imagine a fortress with only one wall. If that wall fails, everything collapses. Diversification spreads out your risk. This means having a mix of savings, investments, and income streams. If one area takes a hit, the others can keep you steady. For example, don't invest all your money in a single stock or industry. Use broad, reliable options like index funds. If you have a side hustle or business, don't rely solely on it for all your income. Spread your sources of wealth so no single failure can take you down. Another essential layer is legal protection. This is the hidden structure that keeps your fortress standing strong. Depending on your situation, this might include having a will, setting up a trust, or making sure your assets are titled correctly. Many people avoid these conversations because they feel uncomfortable or complicated, but ignoring them can create chaos for your loved ones later. Taking the time to plan now ensures that your wealth is passed on smoothly and safely. Think of it as giving your family a map instead of leaving them lost in a maze. You must also guard against financial predators. Scams, fraud, and identity theft are modern-day invaders. They prey on those who aren't paying attention. Be cautious with your personal information. Use secure passwords, monitor your accounts regularly, and be skeptical of too-good-to-be-true opportunities. If someone pressures you to make a quick financial decision, that's a red flag. Real wealth grows steadily and quietly, not through fast, risky promises. Finally, the strongest fortress is built on discipline. Even with insurance, savings, and legal safeguards, the biggest threat to your wealth can be you. Emotional decisions, panic selling during a market dip, overspending during a good year, or chasing shiny new investments can undo years of progress. This is why you must stay calm and stick to your plan. Have rules in place for how you spend, save, and invest, and follow them even when your emotions scream otherwise. Discipline is the invisible shield that protects everything you've built. When you put all these pieces together, something incredible happens. You gain confidence. You no longer live in constant fear of what if. You can take smart risks and pursue opportunities because you know you have a safety net. Your wealth becomes a source of strength, not stress. Imagine 5 years from now, you've built a strong emergency fund, your investments are spread out and growing, your family is protected by insurance and clear legal plans, and you've learned to stay calm in the face of uncertainty. That's what a financial fortress feels like. It's not about building walls to keep the world out. It's about creating a foundation so strong that no single event can destroy your progress. Wealth without protection is like a castle made of sand. It might look impressive for a moment, but the first wave will wash it away. Protect what you've worked so hard to build. Strengthen your defenses. Guard your future. When you do, you won't just have money, you'll have lasting security and peace of mind. Chapter 14. Teach your family the wealth code. Wealth isn't just about you. It's about the people you love and the generations that will come after you. Too many families spend their whole lives working hard, only to pass down struggle instead of security. They hand their children a few possessions, maybe a small bank account, but not the most valuable thing of all, financial wisdom. If you truly want to change the direction of your family's future, you must do more than build wealth. You must teach the wealth code so that what you've learned and built doesn't disappear when you're gone. Think about this. Many families repeat the same money mistakes for decades because no one ever took the time to break the cycle. Debt, bad spending habits, lack of savings, these aren't just individual problems, they're patterns, passed down like a script. If you grew up in a home where money was always scarce or stressful, you probably absorbed those beliefs without even realizing it. The good news is, you can be the one who rewrites that script. You can be the person who says, "It stops with me. From here on, our family will know how to create and keep wealth." The first step is open communication. In many households, money is a taboo subject. Parents hide financial struggles from their kids, or they simply never talk about how money works. As a result, children grow up unprepared for the real world. They leave home without understanding credit, budgeting, or investing, and they make the same painful mistakes their parents made. Break that pattern by being honest. You don't need to share every detail, but involve your family in conversations about money. Teach them that money isn't a source of fear or shame. It's a tool that can be learned and mastered. Start with the basics. If you have children, show them how to budget in simple ways. When they receive money, whether from chores, gifts, or a part-time job, help them divide it into categories: spend, save, and give. This builds powerful habits early on. If you have a spouse or partner, make sure you're on the same page about financial goals. Nothing slows wealth building like a divided household. When everyone understands the mission, you move forward as a team instead of fighting over money. The second step is teaching values, not just tactics. You can hand someone a pile of money, but if they don't have the right mindset, they'll lose it. True wealth is built on principles like patience, discipline, and delayed gratification. Teach your family why saving matters. Show them how small, consistent actions grow into massive results over time. Share the mistakes you've made too, not to embarrass yourself, but to give them real-world lessons. When they see that you've struggled and learned, they'll take your advice more seriously. Another important part of the wealth code is creating generational systems. This goes beyond day-to-day habits. It's about building structures that protect and grow your family's resources long after you're gone. That might mean setting up a will or trust, creating a family emergency fund, or establishing clear plans for passing down assets. Too many families avoid these conversations because they're uncomfortable, but avoiding them causes confusion and conflict later. Think of these systems as a gift to your loved ones, a way of giving them clarity and peace during difficult times. As you teach your family, lead by example. Your actions will speak louder than any lecture. If you want your kids to respect money, show them how you handle it with care. If you want your partner to be excited about saving, model consistency, and celebrate progress together. The way you live will become the unspoken lesson they carry forward. One powerful practice is holding regular family wealth meetings. These don't need to be formal or intimidating. Maybe once a month, sit down together and talk about financial goals, progress, and challenges. Celebrate wins, like paying off a debt or reaching a savings milestone. Discuss what's working, and what needs to change. Over time, these conversations will normalize money management and create a sense of shared purpose. Finally, pass down a vision, not just instructions. Numbers and strategies matter, but vision inspires action. Paint a picture for your family of the future you're building together, a future where money isn't a constant source of stress, where opportunities are abundant, and where each generation builds on the progress of the last. When your loved ones can see that vision, they'll have a reason to stay committed to the habits and systems you've taught them. Imagine decades from now, your grandchildren or great-grandchildren benefiting from the lessons you shared today. They won't even know all the sacrifices you made, but they'll live freer, more secure lives because of the foundation you built. That's the power of teaching the wealth code. It transforms your hard work from a temporary success into a lasting legacy. Building wealth for yourself is admirable, but building wealth and passing on the knowledge to protect it, that's how you create true generational change. Be the teacher, the guide, the example your family needs. Show them not just how to make money, but how to think about it, how to respect it, and how to use it to create freedom. When you do this, your legacy won't just be measured in dollars, it will be measured in the lives you've impacted for generations to come. Chapter 15. Freedom. The true purpose of wealth. At the heart of everything we've talked about so far, the saving, the investing, the planning, the sacrifices, there's one ultimate goal. Freedom. Money itself is not the prize. It's not about stacking bills in a vault or seeing a big number on a screen. It's about what that money allows you to do. True wealth isn't measured in dollars. It's measured in choices, the ability to live life on your terms without being controlled by fear, debt, or someone else's agenda. Think about how most people live. They wake up to an alarm clock they hate, rush to a job they don't love, and work for someone else's dream. They feel trapped because they can't afford to take risks. Even when they dream of doing something different, starting a business, traveling, spending more time with family, they push it off because they have bills to pay. Their salary owns them instead of the other way around. That's not freedom. That's survival. When you build wealth the right way, you flip that dynamic. Suddenly, your job becomes a choice, not a necessity. You no longer have to say yes to toxic workplaces or opportunities that don't align with your values. You gain the courage to walk away from situations that drain you because you know you'll be okay financially. That's what real freedom feels like. It's not about quitting work altogether. It's about choosing the work you want to do, the projects you want to take on, and the people you want to serve. Freedom also shows up in the small everyday moments. It's the peace of mind you feel when an unexpected bill arrives, and you can handle it without panic. It's being able to take a spontaneous trip without putting it on a credit card. It's saying yes to a meaningful experience, a family vacation, a personal passion project, a charitable cause, because you've planned ahead and have the resources to support it. These small moments are the true rewards of a disciplined financial life. But here's something important. Freedom doesn't magically appear the day you hit a certain number in your bank account. It's built gradually as you make decisions that align with your values. You don't need millions to start feeling free. Even small wins, like paying off a debt or saving your first $1,000, create a taste of freedom. Each step gives you more breathing room, more options, and more control. That's why the journey itself matters just as much as the destination. Of course, freedom comes with responsibility. When you no longer have to live paycheck to paycheck, it's easy to drift into complacency. But true wealth isn't about indulging every desire. It's about living with intention. Ask yourself, what kind of life do I really want to create? Your answer will guide how you use your resources. Maybe it's providing a stable, loving home for your family. Maybe it's traveling the world. Maybe it's building a business that gives others opportunities. Whatever your vision, your money becomes the tool to bring it to life, not the master that controls you. One of the most fulfilling ways to use your financial freedom is to give back. When you have enough for yourself, you gain the power to help others. You can support causes you believe in, mentor those just starting their journey, or create opportunities for people who don't yet have them. Generosity doesn't just impact others, it deepens your own sense of purpose. It turns wealth into something far greater than numbers. It becomes a force for good in the world. Here's a powerful exercise. Close your eyes and imagine your ideal day, 5 or 10 years from now. Where are you waking up? Who are you with? What are you doing with your time? As you picture this, notice how much of it is tied to freedom rather than just possessions. A bigger house or nicer car might feel exciting for a moment, but what most people truly crave is the freedom to choose, to spend time with loved ones, to explore passions, to live without constant stress. That's the life you're building with every smart financial decision you make today. The road to freedom isn't always easy. There will be challenges, temptations, and setbacks. But every time you choose discipline over impulse, every time you invest in your future, instead of giving in to instant gratification, you're casting a vote for freedom. Over time, those votes add up. They become a life that feels lighter, fuller, and deeply rewarding. As we close this chapter and this journey, remember this wealth is a tool, not the destination. You don't have to become obsessed with money or sacrifice everything you love to get ahead. You simply need to take consistent, intentional action and keep your eyes on the bigger picture. The goal isn't to die with the most money. The goal is to live with the most freedom, to wake up each day knowing you're in control of your choices, your time, and your future. Your salary may be the starting point, but it's not the limit. With vision, discipline, and persistence, you can transform it into a powerful engine for independence. And when you finally experience that freedom, when you can breathe deeply, make bold decisions, and live fully, you'll realize that every step, every sacrifice, and every smart move was worth it. Because freedom isn't just the true purpose of wealth, it's the true purpose of life itself. Conclusion. You started this audiobook with a simple idea that your salary, the very thing so many people see as limiting, can actually become the key to building wealth and freedom. Along the way, we've explored the steps, habits, and strategies that can transform an ordinary paycheck into an extraordinary life. Now, as we bring this journey to a close, I want to leave you with something even more important than tactics. I want to leave you with belief. Most people never become wealthy, not because they lack opportunity, but because they lack vision. They don't believe it's possible for them. They think wealth is reserved for the lucky few, the business owners, the trust fund kids, the overnight success stories. But here's the truth. Wealth is built by ordinary people making extraordinary decisions consistently over time. Every chapter you've heard has been designed to show you that the power to change your financial future is already in your hands. It starts with clarity, facing the truth about where you are right now and refusing to hide from it. It grows with mindset, learning to think like the wealthy, to see your salary as a tool instead of a trap. Then, step by step, you begin to take control, paying yourself first, crushing debt, protecting your money, and turning expenses into investments. You build systems that work for you automatically. You grow your income, expand your skills, and create new streams of revenue. And as you do this, you don't just earn more money, you earn freedom. But wealth isn't only about numbers, it's about purpose. It's about creating stability for your loved ones, teaching your family the wealth code so the next generation can thrive, and using your resources to make a difference in the world. Money is simply a tool. How you use it determines whether it becomes a chain that holds you back or a key that unlocks your future. I want you to imagine yourself 5 years from now. Imagine you've applied these principles consistently, even when it wasn't easy. Picture the debt gone, the savings growing, the stress replaced by confidence. Imagine waking up one day realizing you no longer have to go to work, you choose to. That feeling of independence, of breathing deeply, without the weight of financial anxiety, is worth every small sacrifice and every intentional step you take starting today. Remember, this journey isn't about perfection. You don't need to do everything at once or get it all right the first time. Progress, not perfection, is the goal. Each good decision builds on the last. Every time you choose discipline over impulse, long-term vision over short-term pleasure, you cast a vote for the future you want, and those votes add up. Over time, they create unstoppable momentum. As we close, I want to leave you with this truth. Your salary is not a ceiling, it's a foundation. It's the seed that, when planted and nurtured, can grow into something far greater than you ever imagined. Don't let anyone tell you that you're stuck or that you need to wait for a miracle. You are the miracle. Your decisions, your habits, and your persistence are what will create wealth that lasts a lifetime and beyond. Take action today. Start small if you must, but start. Build your emergency fund, pay yourself first, track your spending, and begin investing in your future. With each step, you'll feel a shift, a growing sense of control and hope. And one day, you'll look back and realize you've built not just a strong financial foundation, but a life of purpose, security, and freedom. Wealth is possible for you. Freedom is possible for you. The only question left is whether you'll take what you've learned and put it into motion. The power is in your hands. Your journey begins now. Go build the life you deserve, and never forget that the true purpose of money is to help you live boldly, generously, and completely free.